It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Won't you be mine? I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful hate. And since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Yeah! Hello, everybody. Welcome to season one, episode 79 of The Hate Napkin, the world's anti-penultimate worst-rated podcast, starring me, your co-host, Eric, live from the armpit of the devil's asshole in Columbia, South Carolina, also featuring our special guest, Paul Lynn of the Center Square, and indentured servant.
Shut up.
Don't talk about her dentures like that.
Carla from Burnthorn, Alabama.
Hey, Carla, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, I've had it. Meaning it's the perfect time.
Oh, great. We're also joined from, I think, Bangkok by our sound engineer and IT.
I haven't done that in a while.
What?
Bangkok.
It's a week ago. I was in Bangkok a week ago. It's been a week.
Oh, in Bangkok. I see. This time of the day, of the episode, we reach deep into the anals of the THN mailbag, and hopefully one of our four or five listeners in their mother's basements in Wichita, Kansas, has sent us a hate letter. Take it, Carla.
Hello, Hate Napkin hosts. My name is Karen. Just Karen, and it doesn't matter where I come from, but I'm 44 years old and ready to change my name. The Karen phenomenon has taken over my life. I become ashamed to tell people what my name is because it always seems to elicit a smirk or a side eye. Look, it's what my parents named me. It's now the middle-aged white woman's version of all black people look alike. I thought that was funny. Every one of us are now in the category of being bitches who demand to see the manager and are an entire genre of YouTube videos. I recently watched one of your shows where the Karen was invoked. It's not all of us. In fact, most Karens aren't Karens at all. This has been a public service announcement or a TED Talk or the more you know. Signed, Karen. To which I replied, well, Karen, I'm really sorry for your problem. If there weren't so many Karens out there minding everyone else's business and making scenes at fast food restaurants, there would be no YouTube genre. I appreciate that you're a Karen without being Karen-esque, but Karens really are a thing. And most of them are middle-aged white women with a Grand Canyon-sized sense of self-entitlement who feel the need to let everyone else know what's wrong with them. 2 days ago, I took a friend visiting from a foreign country up to Mobile, Alabama, to the Starbucks to help her integrate because I felt like Starbucks is a pretty American thing. As we were standing in line speaking Spanish, a middle-aged white Karen without the name tag in front of us decided this was Merkin speak English, and with a go back to your own country comment said barely under her breath. I'm guessing my paler than pale skin flew right past her as she was giving my brown skinned gal pal the stink eye. I very quietly leaned into her personal space and replied in English, where I come from, this is America, and the most American thing one can do is to mind your own fucking business. Last I checked, Iowa is still part of America, and that's where I come from. She didn't want to talk to us anymore. I've dealt with a few of them and conquered every one, and I now decided it was time to post a warning before I'm approached. To which I give you...
For those of us joining not on YouTube, Carla is modeling her new t-shirt, which says in large block letters, I wish a Karen would. But anyway, we should thank Karen, wherever she is, for bringing up the subject and reminding us of that you still should not name your child Adolf. And one does have to wonder if the word, I don't want to go to the penalty box, but I think this is worth bringing up. One does have to wonder if the name Donald will, if there'll be a tug of war on that going forward. That's just sort of a social reality. I think there'll be one half of the population going high and hard on Donald. On the other half, we'll never see another Donald.
I think Donald Duck already kind of killed that name, and it's only gone downhill since.
What I understand, the Donald Duck is soon to be getting pants.
I heard that too. Mm-hmm. I heard that too. All of these naked cartoons and animated below the belt. And I guess that would go for Ken too, who really doesn't have anything to show off, Ken doll. Yeah, everybody's gonna get pants now.
Yes.
We can't accept the fact that there are animals out there that, actually, I don't think I've ever told this story. That reminds me of the fact that when I was in my teenage years, I spent a lot of time in Haiti. Mission, First Baptist Mission in outside of Port-au-Prince. And they had I still can't believe it. I'm not making this up. They had a tiny little zoo there, and there was a monkey exhibit, and they kept the monkey in diapers. So this poor monkey was diapered, because God forbid. You know, the funny thing is, these would be the first people who would say evolution doesn't exist. So animals just being animals, but really what they were embarrassed about of the male monkey penis. And, God knows why this thing was in diapers, but how, I can't fathom the need. In fact, that's going on the hate napkin. The
Baptist mission. Was there not a porta potty in Port-au-Prince?
Oh my God. I don't know, but I did once eat a portobello. But why, what's going on? What is in the mindset of a human being that feels the need to diaper a primate other than a human being? Why is this needed?
Oh my God.
The whole premise of this show is trying to understand the mindset of stupid humans.
I know, but I think of all the things that I've encountered in the half century of my life, I think seeing the poor monkey in a diaper.
Here's what I saw a couple days ago when I was in Bangkok. This guy,
not for children,
pushing a baby stroller, and in the little baby stroller was one of the tiny dogs. Now, the tiny dog shit the stroller. So there he is, asking for help from the girl's massage place. So the girls are trying to help him clean up the shit out of his baby dog stroller. And I was like, is he going to go in as a customer? Do they know him? No. He cleans up the dog shit out of the stroller, which... again, your dog's in a stroller. And then he continues to stroll down the street. And then I realized he's also selling some dried seaweed or something.
Out of the shit stroller?
Out of the shit stroller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I think we just ended the whole, not just this episode, I think the show just ended. I think in the first 7 minutes of this show, I think we wrapped our arms around all that is stupid, all that is impossibly, ridiculously retarded about human beings.
You can't use the R word.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. There you go. Well, I just pulled that with a key moment.
I thought you were doing that as a bit with your opening song.
just can't believe it. From diaper, the title of this episode definitely is going to be from diapered primates to shit strollers to Karens who could and would.
Strollers for dogs. I guess I wasn't planning to put that on the hate napkin. I had something I wanted to say, but that's going on there.
That's a common thing here in the U.S. I see that every time I go on a biking path, I see a dog in a stroller.
Have legs?
Yeah, it's
are they all like dogs that were born with no legs?
No.
Your dog needs to smell the pee and the grass of the other dogs so they can communicate about taking over our planet or whatever. You can't just pretend it's a baby. Don't put it in doggy clothes. Don't put it in a fucking stroller. It's a fucking dog, okay? Treat it like the fucking dog that it is and walk it. And, yeah, pick up its shit.
Meanwhile, as we're talking...
And don't sell CBD out of shit strollers.
Meanwhile, a headline from the state newspaper in South Carolina just came across my desk that says, man found eating crack in South Carolina jail.
I thought everybody ate crack in South Carolina jail.
I think the other guy's the lucky one.
That's what I was thinking.
If you want to know why aliens haven't shown up yet, the first 7 minutes of this show is pretty much why. Number one, there's got to be like some sort of photos, you know, intergalactic photos, and it says, you know, there's like a one sentence entry on Earth. You know, they're nuts. Avoid at all costs. I mean, the thing is, and if it was like aliens that were going to kind of like V-style eat human, you know, eat everything on Earth, our behavior is so, our behavior is so atrocious. We probably come off as so untasty.
What I think happened. They were up in the alien spacecraft watching Joe Rogan and thinking that was as dumb as it gets. And then one alien said, hold my beer, watch this. And turned on the hate napkin.
Hate napkin single-handedly defending Earth every episode.
There you go.
I hate old age. I'm about to cross 50, and I spent the better part of an entire day looking for these glasses the other day. And I mean, I tracked down everywhere I've been. I went out to the car, I went to the gym, asked them if somebody had left some glasses behind. I'm also at the age now where I need glasses so I can see. I used to have 15/20 vision. And I looked everywhere. I couldn't find them, so I was going with spares for a day or so. And the next morning, I got up to go to the gym, and I went to put on my shoes and crunched. My glasses were inside my shoe. I don't know how. I don't know what I was thinking. I obviously put them in there. I still don't know why. But I popped out the lens. I subsequently put it back in. But I'm finding myself having these senior moments at least every day now. It's weird now because now record, you know what I hate? I kind of hate the fact that record and CD collections are a thing of the past. I mean, I used to like browsing my music library. Yeah, I mean, it's all on my phone now. I mean, I can't complain about the fact that I have access to every stupid, ridiculous song that's ever been recorded in human history. But I kind of miss, you know, flipping through my CDs or my records to find, you know, an album that I really dig. And like, oh, I own this and special. Now it's just I own everything.
Have you ever noticed?
You know, the sad thing is most of our listeners have no idea what that's a reference to. But we're so old.
Oh, I think they do.
Funny. Have you ever noticed how a jukebox is like a 1,500-pound iPod?
You are not going to live this down.
At least I'm alive to do so, or to not. Oh my God. All right, who's got something for the hate napkin?
Speaking of old age, this is important to pay attention to in old age. And I believe that the Bristol scale is not really complete. So the Bristol scale has not been updated.
Okay, so, Carla, we should...
Carla, maybe you can read the Bristol scale school chart because the podcast listeners can't hear. What's type one of the Bristol scale?
It's a poop chart, kid.
Yeah, but what's type one? I mean, I just want to...
Separate hard lumps, meaning severe constipation.
Okay, what's type two?
Lumpy and sausage-like mild constipation.
Type three?
A sausage shape with cracks in the surface.
Now, this is normal. You want to specify that that's normal.
Oh, yes. The sausage shape with cracks in the surface and a smooth, soft sausage or snake are both considered normal bowel movements.
Okay. And then you get to type five.
If you have soft blobs with clear-cut edges, you're just lacking fiber.
And then that's what type, I was before. Type six.
Mushy consistent with ragged edges is mild diarrhea.
Okay, and then seven, of course.
Seven is liquid consistency with no solid pieces. That's severe diarrhea.
Now, I appreciate that they made a Bristol cart for children, so you could actually compare it to...
Choose your poo.
Right.
So type you one have... is rabbit droppings that are hard this to is pass.
So you can, this is so you can visualize. It's good.
Well, if we want to explain... poo-poo to the kids, this is how we explain it, because I think it's a critical part of everyone's childhood to understand their poop.
Well, you want to make sure your poop is, like, healthy. Your poop is very important.
Well, I think it comes in handy for, you know, politics later. Type 2 is like a bunch of grapes, sausage shaped but lumpy. Type 3 is looks like corn on the cob.
And again, this is normal. 3 and 4 are normal.
But with cracks on the surface. Type 4 looks like a smooth sausage or a snake, and it's soft. Type 5 looks like chicken nuggets. Soft blobs with clear-cut edges pass easily.
And this is no longer normal. Fiber. Yeah.
And type 6 looks like porridge, which American kids will never understand. Fluffy pieces with ragged edges, a mushy stool. Type 7 looks like gravy. It's watery with no solid pieces and entirely liquid.
So here's the deal. I have had kind of like combinations of type 7 and type 1. So I feel like my point is that the Bristol scale is not really, it's too narrow in its focus. Like I've had diarrhea that was hard to push out. So it was like constipated diarrhea.
You mean narrow like type 4?
Well, I'm saying that there's a scale here that you could break down each stage into additional stages. And the Bristol scale is not complete. I feel like it's an unfinished piece of work. And that's why I brought it up.
Well, listen, here's my contribution to the Bristol scale. I don't know why we're not sharing the screen still. Can we go back to that, please?
Of course.
I take exception to type. Oh, yeah. I take exception to type 4 on both of the charts you showed. I mean, like a sausage or snake, there's nothing snake-like about type 4. But I think Tootsie Roll should get out in front of this. I would say type 4 is like a Tootsie Roll. Don't you? I mean, even the child version.
For sure.
And the adult version. This whole sauce. I mean, honestly, I don't get sausage or snake from either of that.
Well, three and four are not going to be the five wipers. Those are going to be clean breaks, right? So I think that's if you have a clean break, then you know that's a healthy Tootsie
Roll, if I ever saw one.
Maybe Tootsie Roll could use this their advertising.
That's what I was going to get to. I really think Tootsie Roll should start to sponsor, not only sponsor, by the way, I think it's kind of funny. There's probably some MD named Bristol out there that's been his home. He was probably, you know, a GI track doctor. And his legacy is having a poo chart named after him. But I think Tootsie Roll should get out in front of this and buy the rights to the whole chart. You know, this is marketing paradise.
Well, they could make like a squeezable tube version of number 7 for kids that have problems chewing.
Well, actually, Tootsie Rolls, I mean, they're a whole, what's the candy manufacturer? Who makes Tootsie Roll? I can't think of it. But I think there's an opportunity here for way beyond Tootsie Roll. You could have a type of candy based on all 7 types.
Well, Hershey could do the same thing in the little tube, and it could be called the Hershey Squirts.
Hershey Squirts?
And see.
All right, who makes Tootsie Roll manufacturer? Come on, who makes Tootsie Rolls?
I have officially gone off the deep end because I'm gleefully participating in this conversation.
Well, no, okay, so right. I think Tootsie and Hershey should go. They could have some sort of marketing collaboration.
Tootsie
Rolls for 4. What's a good rabbit dropping candy?
I knew if we took a scientific approach.
Milk Duds! Milk Duds! Okay, listen. Put the chart back up. So we've got...
I knew if we took a scientific approach to poop, Carla would be on board. If we just had some like British name and a science chart, listen, she would be on board.
Confectionary scatology. So rabbit droppings. 1, constipation. We've got Milk Duds.
Or chocolate-covered raisins.
Yeah, let's go to the kid one for you.
Raisin. I like that. 2, sausage-like by Lumpy. Oh, what's that one?
It's a baby Ruth.
What about the peanut roll one? Isn't there a peanut roll?
Are you talking about like a Clark bar?
Or Payday? Bar. Payday. It's Payday. I think no. So it's Payday 2 or 3. Maybe 3. Type 5 might be an Almond Joy.
Probably an Almond Joy, yeah.
Joy. 6.
I kind of want to make a clean. I'm trying to pinch this one off here. I'm trying to make a clean break from it, but you guys just keep dropping more.
There's no more. There's no clean breaks with 6. But I don't like the porridge description. It almost looks like frozen peanut brittle.
This could be Cocoa Puffs. Crazy for Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, I got to let them sit in the milk for a bit. But yeah.
And then 7, classic Hershey Squirts. There you have it, folks. We have singularly reinvented the Bristol Stool Form Scale for children and adults everywhere. You know, all the shit we have to deal with every day. At least, you know, I think, though, we can probably keep this chart handy for future episodes, because I think we can start to grade our hate
based on the Bristol scale.
Yeah, on the Bristol scale. So that actually leads to that. So what's more hateful, the Milk Duds or Hershey Squirts?
Probably comparing what? Yeah, the squirts. So obviously, you don't want the squirts.
Because they sneak up on you.
Yeah, but I mean, rabbit turds mean severe constipation. Both are really bad if you think about it. So I think you can go, our chart sort of works from the middle out to the edges. So I think like a 4, a Tootsie Roll, 4 would be just mild hate. And then severe hate would be a 1 or a 7 going in either direction. So just to be clear, folks, in the future, when we begin to compare our hate to the Bristol poo chart, that's where we're coming from.
And we'll have these available in the merch store. for easy reference while you're listening.
Yeah, and then you're learning something too. It's more about being educated.
Now what the Bristol chart was until 5 minutes ago. And now we've just, by the way, we've just given, you thought the aliens were scared of before. they're not going to come within, they're not going to come within a parsec of Uranus now. Oh, I couldn't help it. Okay, folks, you've somehow survived. More.
Oh, no, I think they turned this off a long time ago.
Well, we somehow survived all of the Karen's dogs and shit strollers. Another scatological scientific chart evaluation and whatever the fuck else we hated. Although I would say with a clean conscience for the first time in all 79 episodes we've done, that this time we really did reach deep, deep, deep inside the anals of hell!